Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
I'm very excited to welcome to Absolute Radio Country someone I got to see perform at Country to Country, Cameron Marlowe. You are done with your shows now.
I am.
I mean, you must be tired, feeling great, but tired.
I'm tired for sure. It's been a great run, though, man. All these shows have been awesome. It's cool to see how far country music's made it across the world. You know, it's really, really cool. So I'm enjoying it.
Vocally, you give a lot as well, man. Your voice sounds great, though. Are you one of these artists? Are you steaming before? Are you doing all this stuff?
I should be, but unfortunately, not. Sometimes I just have to go out and just do a regular old vocal warm up, and then that'll usually get me going.
What's it like for you? Because you were on the Spotlight stage in 2023.
Yep.
Now you're playing the main stage. I mean, what was that as a progression? That's a dream, isn't it?
Absolutely. I feel like being on that Spotlight stage, I was a little jealous. I was like, man, I really want to get up there. So it was fun to be able to get up there and actually put on our proper show and do it for London, you know? It's exciting.
And you brought up Ashley Cook for Strangers.
I did, yeah.
Obviously, Ella wasn't around.
But, yeah, but Ashley smashed it. I thought she did great. She sounded really great. I've always loved Ashley, so.
Yeah, it's no, awesome. it was an amazing show. I mean, like, how did your country music journey kind of start? Because am I right in saying you began singing in a choir in North Carolina?
Yeah, I was kind of like at my church. So I was started singing there. And then in high school, I started a band. We were really bad.
What was it called?
We didn't even have a name. Okay. It was like the name of our high school. It was like a class, kind of. But after that, I kind of just like put music on the back burner. I was like, I wanted to go to college to study music. Didn't last long in college. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll just go to work.
Car parts, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, I was selling car parts.
Wow.
And so I was doing that and playing like random shows just for extra cash, like around town. And then after that, someone from The Voice reached out to me and was like, would you like to come and be on the show? And I was like, you know what? I'm young. Might as well give it a shot and try it out. So I went out there and fell in love with like being able to be fully invested in music every day. And I was like, I can't live without doing this now. So
after The Voice, you go to Nashville.
Yes.
Is that right? I mean, have you been going there back and forth before?
No, I hadn't really. I had been to Nashville, but I had never like been there with a purpose to like meet people and write with people and stuff like that. So when I started going to Nashville, I was like, man, I would love to just like try and get plugged into some of these writing rooms. And luckily you meet people at different bars who want to write and you just kind of like build those relationships up. And I'm glad I did, man. I think moving to Nashville was one of the best decisions I ever made.
You're the dream for songwriters because your voice. I mean, you kind of sing anything, really, couldn't you, really?
But
I mean, growing up, was it? I think you said on stage last night you had a bit of blues influence, but pop stuff as well. Was it
rock? A lot of rock stuff. Yeah. So I live all over the place. Like I think I was telling someone yesterday, like if I kind of start writing songs that sound the same, I get very bored quickly. So I like to switch it up and try different things, and it's been fun doing it that way.
But you're a great writer as well, because like Giving You Up, that's all you, isn't it? That song.
Yeah, that was all me. That was just a bad heartbreak turned into song right there. That was, but it was monumental for my life in music. I mean, it was my first song I ever put out, and it absolutely started my career.
It's amazing, because, you know, I see some artists come through, and my real bad thing, I always check the songwriting credits, and I'm like, who wrote that song? Who actually wrote it?
Yeah.
That must be such a great, it's coming from The Voice. Mm-hmm. Is that like a badge of honor to say, actually, no, it sounds so horrible to say, but I'm a prop musician. You know, I write my songs, I sing them. You can do everything.
No, I appreciate that. I do wear that as a like kind of a badge of honor. And there's a lot of songwriters and artists in town that are the same way. But I'm proud to be able to say that I do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was so cool when I saw that on the credits. I was like, 'cause I didn't know that until, you know. We mentioned earlier the song with Ella. It was your first song her first song at country radio, sorry. I mean, that was 2024. Could you have imagined what would happen for Ella Langley in 2 years or a year and a half from there?
Yeah, we put the song out at the wrong time, man. I love Ella so much. I've been friends with her for years at this point, and I think the world of her, and I'm so excited that this is happening to her. I mean, it couldn't happen to a better person, so I'm fired up.
She seems really friendly and great.
I've never met her. But she's really cool. She's like a little sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, literally, it's amazing what's happened for her. But who would you love to work with next? Who's on the sort of the Cameron Marlowe hit list? hit this sound bad. Sorry. Who are you killing next?
I might get out of genre. I don't know. I'd like to get out of genre, I think. Okay. Maybe somewhere in the rock space, somewhere in the pop space. Do something fun outside. As far as country, man, I would say Stapleton's always been a dream to
me. Can you imagine your two voices together? That would be
so fun. It would.
That'd be amazing. And also, you're from North Carolina, and there was someone else very famous in country music from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the story. We're talking about Luke Combs. There's a couple of similarities. You know, he played C2C in 2022.
Oh, really?
This summer, he's like selling out huge stadiums here.
I mean, it's awesome.
Is that on your kind of agenda? Is that what you want to do in the UK?
Man, I hope so. I would love to. Definitely got some work to do to get there, but I would really love to be able to be in a stadium one day, man. I've played two stadium shows in my life, and those are the most electric shows that you could play.
Is it the bigger shows you enjoy more? Which do you like?
I don't know. I like them all, man. I mean, tonight I'm playing a show down the road, and it's like a very small, intimate kind of like acoustic show. Mm. And then, man, you go out and go play like the Red Sox Stadium or Ohio State Stadium or something like that over in the States, and it's massive, and the energy of the crowd is just insane. And I don't know. I kind of feed off both of them in different ways.
Was that a dream for you as a kid, though? Is that what you sort of envisioned?
I don't know. I never really thought music was going to be a part of my journey. I loved music, but I felt like music was kind of like a fairy tale, like land that not really anybody got to go do, you know?
So how does it feel when you're up there? And like even last night, you got 20,000 people. Do you, I mean, obviously I know a lot of country artists, your schedules are just crazy.
For sure.
But do you get time to kind of pinch yourself and go, I'm doing this?
I had to yesterday. I won't say I'm very great at it. Like I need to get off the grind every once in a while. But yesterday, like, I went up to the mic stand, like, during sound check and just kind of took it all in, looked up, and was like, man, we're playing the legendary O2 tonight.
It's a special, so.
It is.
I've been lucky to play it a few times, but it is so special. Man. You look around, it's just massive.
Okay.
Coming back to Luke for one second, I love this story, because you covered One Number Away, Luke's song, on The Voice. And is it right, he FaceTimed you?
He FaceTimed me after, yeah. He found my number through some mutual friends, randomly. I don't even know how.
He found your number?
Yeah, so he went out of his way to tell me thank you that I used the song, and I thought that was like one of the coolest things. And that like kind of gave me a little hope. I was like, man, maybe I should like try and do something in this music industry.
Did you not believe it then before?
Like, I don't think I did.
Did you not believe in yourself, or does it just that? Was it too like say fairy tale?
Yeah, it was just kind of too fairy tale. Like it was just like nobody from my town's like going off and making music and stuff like that. So I was like, everyone in my town just kind of gets married and has kids and stays there, you know? So it's very different.
But when you go back, are they like, you've changed?
For sure. No.
Are you getting matcha lattes and almond milk and stuff?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, yeah. I have gotten bougie with my oat milk. I like oat milk now, so.
You're on the oat milk?
Yeah.
My wife likes it. I can't do it, man.
My wife can't have dairy, so we don't even have milk in the house.
Oh, fair enough. She can't have dairy. I find oat milk a bit...
Yeah, if you get the bad ones, there can be some the grains.
You're very bougie. just a few. So you supported some of the biggest names in country, like Riley Green, Thomas Rhett, Lainey Wilson, Morgan Wallen. I mean, what have you learned from them? Have they given you any words of wisdom or any things they've said to you?
Man, honestly, they've taught me more in the shows. Like, being able to watch legends like that and really take in what they're doing from side stage and take in their transitions and the way that they're putting on the show, the way they conduct themselves on stage. I feel like I've taken a lot of that from the people I've opened up for. And man, yeah, Morgan can write a book on how to do it right, you know?
your show, I've seen Morgan as well. I saw him last year at Hyde Park, a big show we have here.
Oh, yeah.
50,000. And his show kind of rolls, doesn't he? He doesn't sort of stop. He's not like, the next song is the next song. That's my biggest pet peeve of any 100%. Artist. You know, but last night I watched you, and it's a show, isn't it?
Yes, we try our best. There's some things that I still want to work on, like as far as transition-wise, like making sure that things flow better, but I mean, you're always trying to get better, you know? Like, I'll try and watch it back, like, at least once a year.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I'll try and watch a show, like, have one filmed and watch it just to see where we're lacking and try and lock in.
I'm sort of imagining like an NFL team sort of sat
around.
Yeah,
it's like playbook, man.
I've never heard anyone do that. That's amazing.
I'm kind of a nut when it comes to live show. Like I really want to do it right and put it on the best I can.
That's good. You know, it's that fans don't appreciate how much work goes into shows, and they wouldn't know.
Yeah,
like, and that's the magic of it, isn't it?
Like, absolutely.
You, even the set list order, but like the transitions, like you say, people don't know that stuff.
100%.
Maybe we should cut that from the interview. You don't want people to know the know the secrets. Just lastly, you've just played your second C2C.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've gone up the bill from spotlight stage to main stage. Can we see you headlining one day?
Man, I hope so. I would love to. I mean, I already love coming over here and playing shows. And like, we did a headline tour, I guess it was 2 years ago here.
Okay.
And it was some of the most fun that I think I've ever had touring. Germany was a big one for us that we loved. We loved London. Forget the room here. It's an
Electric Ballroom?
Ballroom? Yeah. That place is awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that place has got a great vibe and feel to it.
Cameron Marley, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
You all.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.